Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's Dr. Lee. And the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. My next guest, Dr. Timothy Hewitt, is the Director of Research at Ohio State University Department of Sports Medicine. And I saw an interesting article that we're going to talk about that discusses the young female athlete and the most common injuries they see in these young women in sports. So welcome, Dr. Hewitt. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Lee, for having me.
So I have to say, you know, watching the World Cup in 2015 and seeing that terrible head collision right off the bat, I think in the beginning of one of the semifinals, maybe it was. I don't think it was the finals. Right. I can't remember. Was, you know, horrible enough. And I know that there's always a big issue in sports with women. Even in lacrosse, they talk about, you know, no helmets because, you know, that it's a non-contact sport and such. But women do have their share of concussions, yeah, do they not?
Especially in sports like lacrosse, and hockey, and soccer is a big one for concussion. And what we found in adolescents, especially, we reported this at the American College of Sports Medicine several years ago, was that girls and women, especially adolescent girls, have greater symptoms than boys and men do, and the symptoms tend to take longer to resolve. So not only is it common, it's actually to a greater degree and longer lasting in girls and women than it is in boys and men.
Wow. Must be our superior brains, you think.
Huh? Exactly.
But, and maybe this is a topic we'll have you back for a whole nother segment, but, you know, there is this school that feels like if you try and give these girls helmets to protect them, it's going to make them more aggressive, which seems kind of ridiculous to me, you know, this warrior syndrome thing.
Yeah, so that we tested this idea. I've actually moved on to the Mayo Clinic, and we're looking. I have a meeting about women and hockey injuries, concussion, especially right after this interview. But at Ohio State, we just submitted this paper to the American Journal of Sports Medicine. For a long time, there's been this idea that if you wear a helmet, your risk of concussion goes higher because you're more likely to use your head as a battering ram, or you're more confident that you can run into another player with your head without hurting your head. Well, we did a direct comparison. It's about as close to an apples to apples comparison that's ever been done at Ohio State football versus Ohio State rugby. And what we showed was actually in rugby, there was the risk of concussion, the incidence of concussion was about 2.5-fold higher without a helmet.
So that's a the crazy idea, sport, I gotta say.
Yeah. So the idea that a helmet is actually going to subject you to greater risk, that, you know, and there really are two camps. We presented this at the USA Rugby Medical Conference in Vegas in February. And the room was exactly split. Half of the people came up and congratulated me, said the best study that ever seen, exactly what they already knew. And the other half said, oh, you're absolutely wrong. Your data can't be right because I have this theory that it's really a helmet is worse. The best thing to do is take off the helmet. And also in that cohort of OSU football, what we looked at is this idea, you know, that if you take more equipment off, so the NCAA has mandated that we need more no contact game and more games in shells, meaning it's not full. They just put on their helmet and shoulder pads. And we actually had a lot of ligament injuries during those shell practices. Mm-hmm. So these sort of, you know, ideas that equipment is a bad thing, and and take it away and people aren't going to hit each other or people aren't going to get hurt, that may not be correct.
Yeah. Now let's discuss too, this was interesting because there is a more typical injury in the female athlete, this overuse injury. And I wonder if that explains, you know, when you talk about women, you hear about more ACL injuries or subluxing patellas. Does that explain some of the specific injuries we see in young women athletes?
So it's interesting because I've been studying for over 25 years the ACL injury problem in young women athletes. And women are somewhere between, girls and women are somewhere between 2 in 10 times more likely to rupture their ACL per exposure if you really normalize to the amount of sport they're exposed to. What people didn't really know was more about overuse injuries. Now, interestingly, we've done these epidemiologic studies over the last 5 to 10 years. And basically what we've shown is women are also somewhere between 2 in 10 times more likely to have anterior knee pain, overuse knee injuries. In other words, not a single episodic acute rupture of a ligament, but this chronic long-term overuse. And interestingly, we've published a couple papers in the last couple years, which shows that many of the risk factors, many of the predisposing neuromuscular characteristics of women that put them in a greater risk of an ACL rupture also put them at greater risk of overusing their knee joint and getting this patellofemoral pain, or the number one most common injury, the most common reason for them presenting to a physician or an athletic trainer is this overuse problem. And it's widespread throughout all of girls and women's sport. It is the most common injury in women's sport is this overuse of the knee joint.
Yeah, I can attest to the patellofemoral arthritis when you start to get up there after you were a high school athlete of such. So, yeah.
Oh yeah. And again, the rate of it, the incidence, or we should say in this case, the prevalence we published even in young high school athletes is about 25%. So a quarter of these young girls out on the field playing these varied sports have overuse patellofemoral pain. And interesting, you know, we focused a lot of our work on the, you know, very, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The very popular sports of basketball and soccer and volleyball. But in this, these latest studies that just came out recently in Journal Pediatrics showed that even sports like field hockey and track and field, they actually had some of the highest incidences of and prevalences of this patellofemoral pain or chronic knee pain in young girls and women.
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing that eventually does lead to that type of arthritis in women, over time?
You're absolutely right. And the predictive factors of this are during running or cutting, landing, jumping, when you can observe this. If there's a lot of side-to-side pelvic tilt and the knee and hip are dropping inward toward the midline of the body, that leads to a mechanic where the patella rides laterally and comes in contact with the lateral femoral condyle, and you get this increased wear and tear on the joint.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, the treatment, and we only have about 30 seconds, do you suggest braces, resting? I mean,
Treatment is actually just the opposite. It's building up the musculature around, especially the hip joint. The gluteus maximus, the hamstrings, strengthening them. There's actually been randomized controlled trials that show those techniques of turning on the glutes, turning on the posterior chain.
Sounds interesting. Very good. Thanks to my guest. This is the Dr. Lee Vanocur Show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. Stay tuned into your health.